All right, so with the NFL draft upcoming, we're trying to get as many top prospects on this program prior to the draft as we possibly can. I've got another one for you right here. A former safety at Mississippi State, an All-American, a first-team All-SEC player, 170 tackles, 14 tackles for a loss, 5 sacks, and 3 fumbles forced, plus 2 interceptions in the last 2 seasons. The 2019 NFL draft is April 25th. Through April 27th, it's in Nashville, Tennessee. Jonathan Abram is my guest. Jonathan, really good to have you on. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you, Mr. Jim?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Good to hear you. Listen, you got a couple of more months away from the start of the draft and only 2 days from the start of the combine, so bring us up to date. How is your life right now?
Right now, we're pretty much kind of deloading, getting ready going into the combine. So, I mean, we've been taking it kind of easy with the weights and things. You know, just finishing up as far as, like I said, pre-combine workouts and things of that nature. So it's pretty much slowing down, getting ready for the combine.
All right, then. And in addition to that, you're getting a lot of attention. You're getting a lot of run as potentially the best safety in the draft. How do you go about dealing with that? Do you like that attention, or maybe do you just try to block it all out?
At the end of the day, I do like the attention because, I mean, it's true. But, I mean, you can't let it get to you. So, I mean, what I've been doing now is just been staying humble, just working more than anything so I can go out and prove that I'm the best safety in this draft because, I mean, no matter what anybody says, you have to prove it.
You got to prove it, and you got to believe it. Jonathan Abram is my guest. Now, one of the things that's really obvious from watching you on film is that you are not at all afraid of contact at all. In fact, it looks like you really like to hit. Where does the approach come from?
I really don't know. Just growing up. You know, I wasn't always an aggressive kid, but, I mean, I always liked contact and, you know, just playing football the right way it's meant to be played more than anything.
Now, you know, at the same time, the NFL is a game of football. It is changing. So how do you balance that aggressive approach on the field without drawing penalties?
One thing that me and my coach just previously we worked on is just lowering my strike zone, you know, hitting guys where they're meant to be hit in the upper thigh and lower breastplate areas. So going about it that way, as far as, you know, keeping my head up, seeing what I hit, eyes on the target, because, like you said, you know, the game is changing, but there's ways around. If you tackle the correct way, you know, you prevent injuries, you prevent other players from getting hurt, and you don't create penalties.
Jonathan Abram joining us, getting ready for the combine and the NFL draft, played his college ball at Mississippi State. Listen, you look at your background, and you played your high school ball at East Marion in Mississippi. What do those Mississippi roots mean to you, and what's it mean to be representing that area and following in the footsteps of the guys who came before you?
It means a lot to me, and that was part of the reason why I ended up deciding to stay home, even junior college, because, you know, I had the chance to go pretty much anywhere in the country. But for me, I wanted to be one of those guys that represented my state, you know, playing for Mississippi State. And it means a lot to my family back home, all my friends. You know, everybody reaches out to me, you know, tell me how proud of me that they are. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that came before me, like Bobby Hamilton. He played in the NFL for a bunch of years. A lot of guys that go overlooked is, like, you know, Terrell Burkley. People think he's from Pascagoula. He's really from Columbia, Mississippi. You know, and you got the great Walter Payton. So it means a lot to me to represent my area and, you know, trying to build up my resume to be one of the greats that, you know, other kids look up to and want to be like one day.
We're talking to Jonathan Abram. You have no idea how happy that made me that you mentioned Terrell Buckley. Like, when you were being recruited, Louisville was very interested. The story goes that Todd Grantham and T-Buck were all over you, and then you were recruited out of junior college, as you mentioned. I mentioned T-Buck because he was at Mississippi State. He is one of my favorite guys ever. Literally ever. What was it like being recruited by Terrell Buckley and playing in a defense with him on the staff?
It was really funny because he was my first actual my offer out of high school to Louisville. So he was pretty upset with me because I took plenty of visits to Louisville with my friend Jalen Smith, and I ended up deciding to go to Georgia. So he was pretty upset with me. You know, we still talk because, like I said, we were pretty close coming from out of high school because with him being from Columbia. And so we just kept in contact, and it was a – you know, he was always upset with me that I decided to go to Georgia, but he was happy for me at the same time. So when I decided that I was going to transfer, he was all over me. He would not let me get away. So, and that's where we end up. We always laugh and joke about it. He said, you know, he was not going to let me get away the second time.
Oh, dude, if you had done that to him twice, that would not have gone well.
He would have been upset.
God, dude, you're too young to know it. He was great. I mean, he used to catch some heat.
Oh, no, I watched. He was electric. And then, you know, just talking to some of the guys that played with him, You know, like they say, you know, he was overshadowed by prime time when he was at Florida State. But, you know, the guys who say, you know, when he first got to Green Bay, they said he talked a lot of trash. But the first time he got in on a punt return, he took it like 70 yards to the house.
Jonathan, I'm so glad that you know that that's his deal, man. He made plays. Now, he gave up some plays, but he made plays. He was electric. I'm kind of curious, like T-Buck in middle age, what's he like now? Will he still talk some trash, or is he dialed it way back?
Man, listen, he will still try you. He will still try to go out there and race you. He still thinks he runs a 4.3. He said at the 8, he runs a 4.4. So, like, and he is unreal. So, he'll go out there, and he races all the corners, you know, 10-yard sprint, takeoff. He gives them every time because he always makes them go on his movement. And by the time they flinch, he'd be gone.
That is incredible. That is such a good story. Jonathan Abram joining us. I'm glad to hear my man T-Buck has not changed that much. Now, after your time at Georgia, you went to junior college and then to Mississippi State. Every time I have somebody on from Mississippi State, we talk about life in Starkville. What was Stark Vegas like for you?
For me, I mean, I love Stark Vegas because it's an agriculture school, so it's pretty country. You know, coming from Columbia, I'm a country boy. I like hunting, fishing, things of that nature. So, for me, it was real relaxing. You know, it's a quiet place, but at times, you can go out and have fun. But for me, that's one thing I didn't really focus on. You know, going to Mississippi State for me was like strictly a business trip. You know, I got my degree out of the whole situation, and I ended up having 2 great years there. So that was my main motto, just going in, head down, just working, going to accomplish what I needed to accomplish.
Jonathan Abram is my guest. Let me ask about your teammate, Jeffrey Simmons. He was expected to be an early pick, and then he tore his ACL last week in training. What was your reaction when you heard that?
He called me, you know, like once it happened, you know, we just talked. I mean, you know, the main thing I told him, man, you know, he just got to pray about the whole situation and stay positive. You know, he's been through much worse things in his life. You know, with, you know, all the BS that has happened to him. So this is just merely a bump in the road. And, you know, we just talked about it. You know, he's still going to get drafted because, you know, the film speaks for itself. He's a high character guy. He's a guy you want to have on your team. And so, you know, he realized that he's going to lose some money, you know, with the whole injury. But like I told him, it happens. You know, there's nothing he can do about it. He just got to make the best out of the situation. And that's just merely what life is. You can't control everything, but the things that do happen to you, you got to make the best out of them. And so when we talked about, like I said, he's staying positive. He had surgery yesterday. He told me everything went well, you know, and he wishes me the best of luck at the combine. You know, everybody who asked me about it, you know, I'm going to tell him the same thing. You know, he's the guy you want on his team. I mean, on your team. And I mean, and that's not because he's my teammate. That's because of the type of person he is. He's a great guy. I love playing for the team. I definitely would. So, whoever drafts me, I hope they take him in whatever round that they do decide to take him. Because
John,
when he does come back, he's going to come back 100 times better. It's going to be the same time.
Jonathan Abram is my guest. Listen, before you go, there's another level to what you're doing right now. And if you're okay with this, I want to ask you about something that you're involved with, the TTS Foundation. You've announced that you're raising money for each bench press rep that you get at the Combine for the Twin-to-Twin Transfusion Syndrome Foundation. When you and your wife were expecting twins, there was a diagnosis of stage 3 TTS. What did you know about that at that time, and what was it like to hear that news?
At the moment, I mean, when it first happened, you know, I was just really confused because, I mean, I really didn't know much about it. And especially with coming into, you know, I was still kind of shocked, you know, having a kid that we was having twins. So, you know, I knew about people having kids all the time, but twins was kind of new to me. So I was still kind of wrapping my head around that whole situation. And then, you know, to find out they had TTTS, it was even scarier because, you know, my wife, she was really sad. You know, we really didn't know what to do. So, you know, when the foundation reached out and, you know, they ended up helping us out along the way and we ended up having to go to Cincinnati for a couple procedures and things of that nature. You know, they just were a big help. And my wife, actually, she ended up meeting one of the women who were in the foundation with her at the hospital. And it was, like I said, they just were a major help to us. And so, you know, I just want to do anything that I can possible to help them in any way that I possibly can. So, you know, I'm going out doing my reps on bench for the foundation, hoping to, you know, create more awareness, you know, for a cure, even, you know, better treatment, anything that I can possibly help. And when I get some money of my own, I plan to donate again.
Jonathan Abram, my guest. I got to ask you, I mean, this is something that is so painful. And because of that, you and your family very easily could have kept this private, but you've taken on a leadership role. You want to help others. Why was that something that was so important to you?
Because, I mean, if every day I just wake up and I look at my daughter, and she was born 3 months premature, so she was only 2.5 pounds, small, 2.5 months, because she was doing so well. So for me, just looking at her every day is inspiration that, you know, if she can go through that and pull through, then, I mean, anybody out there, they can get through anything they're going through. So I just wanted to share her story and her sister. And, you know, like I said, try to help anybody in any possible way that I can.
So, Jonathan, finally, if people want to have more information or learn more about this and they want to support you in your campaign, what's your advice to them? What's the best way for them to help out?
You can follow me on Instagram at DJAbram or go to my Twitter handle, JonathanAbram1, and go to the bio, go to the link in my bio on either one of those and just read up on it. It's a video on there as well. And you can do more research on TTTS as well. And like I said, just donating anything will help. I mean, even if it's $1.50, you know, I'm not asking anybody to donate hundreds of thousands of dollars. Whatever you donate is perfectly fine because, like I said, anything helps. And I'm going to do my part as far as the bench, so.
You know it.
It's a win-win situation.
It is. Jonathan Abram, my guest, a safety from Mississippi State, an All-American, first-team All-SEC player. My man, I couldn't be more impressed with you and the way you handle your business, both on and off the field. Good luck with all of that. And as soon as you find out where you're going to work and where you're going to live, I'd love to have you back on.
I appreciate that, Mr. Jim.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on today.
So good to have you on. Jonathan, well done. Really nice to have you on. Jonathan Abram, my man, showing up like a winner. Like I said, could not be more impressed with him on or off the field.